This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor at thecitywire.com. How are you on this spring Thursday?
I am well. I hope you're doing well also.
I am. Let's talk about the Arkansas River a little, shall we? There have been plans and desires to have a 12-foot channel further along the Arkansas River, the idea that more commerce could come through the river that way, but right now there is a hurdle.
Yeah, and as it is with many things, that hurdle is called money. And so what the problem is, the Arkansas River project apparently is not a priority. I mean, it didn't even make a list of 50 projects for the Corps of Engineer. And the background is that the Corps estimates that a 12-foot channel, and it's at 9, it's guaranteed at 9, although there are many parts of the river that are at 12-foot. But the river is not like a road. You know, if there's a little spot in the road, you can drive around it. Well, if you have a barge load for 12-foot and you hit one of those sections that's not quite 12-foot yet, you have a problem. The 12-foot channel is estimated to increase tonnage by about 45 million tons a year. And now keep in mind we haven't been that many close to tons on the shipped on the river, so there is some who say, well, the demand is not there yet to need it. But there are a lot of folks who say if it was 12-foot, that would increase the demand. It would increase the number of folks willing to locate facilities along the river. And as we've talked about before, I know Northwest Arkansas, you know, Fayetteville, Washington, and Benton County, they're not connected to a river, but a lot of the commodities, raw goods for construction, for example, come up through the river.
And if these earmarks didn't make a list, there's no idea of when there might be federal money for this project.
Right. And so, it puts, for example, the GOP or the Republicans in Arkansas among the congressional delegation a little bit on the spot, because they were the ones to rah-rah for this earmark ban. So now that they have this earmark ban, they can't turn around and say, okay, we don't want anybody else to do earmarks except for our special project here on the river. Sometimes we should be careful what we wish for. We just might get it.
Trucking profits have been somewhat healthy so far in 2012, and that may mean the economy is getting better?
Well, it's always a good sign. The trucking industry is commonly considered an economic bellwether. I mean, when trucking profits are doing well, when freight demand is up, it obviously means there's commerce. It means there's goods coming to and from manufacturing facilities, for example, shipped to retailers, replenishing inventory. And if you're doing all that, that means people are buying stuff, consuming things. And the last 4 or 5 years have been tough for the trucking sector. About the only trucking company to do well was J.B. Hunt, and as we all know, Hunt is really not a trucking company anymore. It's a transportation and logistics services company. But the sector is also important. I mean, it employs almost 7 million. It employed almost 7 million in the country last year. Industry consumed about 37.2 billion gallons of diesel fuel. That's a little bit of fuel. But so far, it looks like things are better. We have Lane Kidd with the Arkansas Trucking Association saying that he's hearing a lot of anecdotal evidence that freight demand is up and some of these trucking companies are up. The downside of that is because there's less capacity. There are fewer trucks in this system because we've had a lot of bankruptcies in the last 2 or 3 years. So it comes with a little bit of a mixed bag, as do many of the economic numbers we look at.
And trucking companies are still dealing with higher fuel costs.
Yeah, that's a problem. And, I've talked to a few truckers, and they're frustrated. You know, about the time their margins improve, their freight demand comes back, there's some light at the end of the tunnel, then the fuel price just starts squeezing those margins back down for them. So it's almost a, you can't win for losing. And I know David Humphrey at Arkansas Best, I think he gave us a quote that a lot of times it's two steps forward and one step back, which is better than it was. It was, one step forward and two steps back for several years for the trucking industry.
You know, two of the most talked about television shows on right now are called Mad Men and Game of Thrones. Any idea what title might be given to the upcoming television broadcasts of the Fort Smith Board of Directors?
I don't know. It could be you're not going to believe this bleep. maybe it could be that. Or thank God it's back, or here we are again. Who knows?
They will be on television.
Yes, they finally found some money, which I have questions about. I don't think – look, the Fort Smith Board of Directors, I think they got a little bit I'll just say it. I think they got a little bit petty when they lost the 1% prepared food tax. They felt that some of the people who lobbied against that tax had used the televised board meetings to rant and rave, and the city board apparently didn't have the leadership resources to be able to conduct a proper meeting. So I think they just reacted by, well, we'll just turn it off. And they'll argue that it was money, that they really had to find money to cut. But this was a small change deal. They could have found a lot of other cuts to make. But I think they've been pressured now enough to bring those televised. You know, once you do that, once you provide the courtesy or the convenience of televised board meetings, it's really hard to pull that away. And I think they've been pressured now, and they magically found $25,000. They'll say it's closer to $26,000. They'll say it's because sales tax collections are better. But they were trending better when they made the decision to cut it off. So. Yeah, televised board meetings are back.
And finally, there's an anticipated opening tonight in Fort Smith, right?
With the movie lounge. Is that
yes.
What we're talking about?
Yes.
Yes, that I can't wait to go. I talked to several people, talked to one of the technicians, Jeff Carter, who does a lot of the audio and video for that. And Jeff has put in, over the course of his years, a lot of very high-tech, cool stuff, and he says this is just far and away better than anything he's seen. But it's they're going to have a tourism award ceremony tonight, and the movie lounge, just, I guess, as a brief explainer, you can describe it any number of ways, but a high-class place to go see movies and have a meal or have a drink, and there's some private theaters. It's just a new concept, and it's new not just for Fort Smith area, but for Arkansas and for many states. There are not many like it. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope it catches on.
I'll expect a full report next week, Michael.
Okay.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor of thecitywire.com. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.